It's all over. Bar the shouting here. We're inside stoppage time, and it's Top Hill Celtic leading Greencastle by 2-0, and we're just awaiting the final whistle, which will mean that Top Hill Celtic will be crowned the champions of the Jackie Crossan Premier Division here in Inishowen, with a game to spare. 14 games before today, all of them resulting in victories, and it's going to be almost certainly another victory for them this afternoon. The end, it'll be well deserved, but for a long time the game was in the melting pot. It was 1-0 at the break. Lee McColgan putting the visitors ahead, and they had another chance before half time to increase the lead. Brendan McLaughlin hitting the side netting at the other end. James Henry with a header wide for the home side, but that was just about it in a combative first half that saw temper strain on occasions and a little bit of niggle and play acting as well on both sides. But then into the second half, it was Greencastle who had a good spell midway through the third quarter, although at the other end Luke Rutten did head wide from a good position for Cockhill. But Nigel McMonagall and Shea McLaughlin had chances for the home side. They were unable to make them count though, and then it was Corey McBride who got the second, and that really put the game beyond doubt. That came on 60 minutes, a free from just inside the touchline, and he hit it. It deceived everybody, ended up in the back of the net. Peter Dardy, Garvin Friel and McBride again all had further efforts, and in the end it has finished. The whistle has just gone. It has finished 2-0 to Cockhill Celtic. They are the Inishowen League Premier Division champions. 15 wins, 15 games. They are the kings of Inishowen, and indeed the kings of Donegal soccer at the moment. They have an FAI Junior Cup final to look forward to. That trophy cabinet continues to fill. It's been another great day for the Gavin Cullen managed side. For Greencastle, yes, they still have cup interests later on in this season, but they're going to have to settle for fourth spot in the league following this defeat here this afternoon at Chapel Lane, just outside Greencastle, and the celebrations are beginning, the handshakes being exchanged. So that's the story here. We'll get some post-match reaction, but it's victory for Cockhill Celtic, another chapter written in the history books of the Cockhill Celtic side.